When I dip you dip. When I dip you dip, we dip.
I got my gun up on my hip.
I shoot my clip, my clip, my clip.
Do 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 do. That was good old. That's just good old fashioned ass shaking music.
Those are the songs I learned how to dance to.
Just moves like that.
What a good time! What a time!
Just shaking your core, you know.
Sukeko.
Now you're listening to.
This is really delightful. It really
is. I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas, this is the NWO podcast coming back to you live and direct once again. Go ahead and croon.
And you laugh.
And we so nigga.
I swear.
We so nigga.
And you laugh.
We so nigga.
I swear.
With opinions. With opinions. And we so nigga.
I swear.
And we so nigga. We so nigga.
I swear. I
swear. With opinions.
I swear.
With opinions, nigga. With opinion, nigga. With opinion, nigga.
I swear,
nigga. With opinion, nigga. With opinion, nigga. Nigga, with opinion, nigga. With opinion, nigga.
I swear,
nigga. With opinion, nigga. With opinion, nigga. You need a pin, get a money, nigga. Come and get a money, nigga. If you need a pin, come and get a money, nigga. Get a money, nigga.
Nigga, lie.
We some niggas.
Yes, we are.
We some niggas. We certainly are.
Hey, hey.
Ooh, me, Chris Bennett, and Ricky. I know you hoes is acting bitchy. Don't make me grab my switchy. This should be done in a jiffy. Real niggas, you know we gleaming. And your girlfriend can suck my semen. I'm here posted, and I'm with three men.
And I'm with three men. Oh, shit.
Three men.
Oh, God. Ladies and gents. Welcome back. This is the Niggas with Opinions podcast, otherwise known as the NWO podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Bennessy. Take a shot of me. And I'm joined by my brothers who raise hell and cause hysteria all over the Tri-County area. Plus, Ricky the Prince.
No, that's run that shit back. That's
you
hot.
Can't just say that shit and expect us to like gloss over that.
And I'm joined by my brothers who raise hell and cause hysteria all over the Tri-County area. Plus,
that is great, yo.
Nigga, are you Dolomite? You really good at that shit, you know.
Raise hell and hysteria all over the Tri-County area.
Nigga got
Dolomite is my
nigga got
Ben
that
is my game.
WWF or some shit.
That's great, man.
Plus,
yo,
Ricky the Prince.
Yo.
And the Vegan Trap Lord.
Gang.
Unapologetically honest. Unapologetically real.
My lighter's dead,
unapologetically
guys.
Nigga.
Niggas.
My fucking lighter died. I'm distraught. Thank you, Chris. How are you guys feeling? Everybody good?
Feeling good, man. Great. Yeah.
You know what I haven't good. You know what I haven't asked in a while? What did you guys do today? I haven't asked that shit anymore. In a minute.
Yeah.
He stopped caring.
Stop giving a fuck about our day.
Yeah. I don't ask about niggas' weekends.
Ever since he went to Hollywood that one time, bro.
I'm different.
Changed, bro.
I'll never be the same.
I'll tell you. Today I went to work. I recorded Storm Surge, and I'm here now. But I spent my entire weekend with you niggas.
Did you really?
Yeah. I see you niggas every day for like the last 5 days straight.
What fun that must have been for you.
Yeah. Plenty of fun. Plenty of fun.
I'm the kind of guy, I get really annoying about day three. My charm runs out day three.
My charm runs out in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm over you typically.
Usually people want me to leave because I'm getting them too high.
Please stop rolling them.
When does it end?
When does it stop with this guy?
Ben, what you do today?
I went to work. While I was at work, I visited Amazon.com to try and replenish the chocolate that I bought for my all-female team that I manage. They're becoming unruly. They're unsettling, and they've begun to plot against me, so I have to feed them.
Mm. Quaaludes, man. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do, man.
Be very careful.
Go straight to HR after
you're
that.
Treading you got thin you ice here, buddy.
Inside the chocolate.
You're treading on thin ice here, buddy.
What's wrong with sleepy employees?
It's black. It's black.
Don't shake your head.
There's just no limits. Zero.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Chris, go ahead.
You get what I did there where you said no limits?
Master P, Master Plus of it.
Well done, sir. Chris, what you did?
Man, I worked, took my son to get a haircut, and then I caught up with an old friend, man. Shout out my dog, Mike. I just put him on the podcast. So.
Oh, shit.
I got to send him this episode, too, so he knows.
Shout out Mike.
Shout out Brian, too, man. Just bought a laptop from Brian. He's a big fan of the show.
I'm on my way.
Hey, Brian, I'm on my way, too. I want the same love you gave these niggas.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Brand new fucking MacBook on these niggas.
I want me a Mac with big space and small price. Talk to me.
Talk about it. I know. But yeah, that was about it, man.
That's good. That's good.
Kept it light, you know.
Hey, man, how's your son doing?
My son is doing well. I'm about to go fly to go see him tomorrow, and he's hype as fuck.
Dope shit.
That's always intimidating. Like, I don't know what he's expecting me to do. That.
Nigga just wants to see his dad. That's
no, right. I do got his shit from California. He's excited about getting that though.
How are your kids, Chris?
They're both good, man. Zayden is talking now. Like, almost talking.
Yeah.
He's saying stuff.
Fun times.
Yeah.
Kids are a wrecking ball.
You know what I mean? But yeah, man, they're both good. Zion's doing well. He's doing good in school. Soccer's going good.
Yeah.
We
y'all beat some ass this weekend, didn't y'all?
Oh, yeah, man. We went and won the game 7-0. A lot of work.
Jesus Christ.
Beat that ass.
Do you guys have mercy rules at that age?
Yeah, it's 8. But we try to not score 8 because then that makes the game end early and no one has any fun. So we just try. We go for 7. But honestly, we can probably score 15, 14
how many,
if they let us.
How many players on like a soccer squad at a time?
I think, I don't know professionally.
The coach.
I don't know professionally. Oh, okay. But I know on my team we have like 8 or 9 players.
At a time on the field?
No. On the field is usually about 6-7.
And then you swap in the kid?
Yeah.
The fat ones? Because you know what? Now that I've been watching like basketball, like because Eli plays, like they only bring my son in when the other kids are exhausted. Like the kids have to be exhausted. Eli spends the entire game locking eyes with me. He just wants to see him out there. That's all he.
Is he one of the? Because I know he's a bigger kid. Is he one of those nice big kids? Or
yeah,
is he a
man. He doesn't have a competitive basketball bone in his body. I'm not giving him enough struggle. I've loved him too much. I've ruined him.
Because he not enough time in North Miami.
I've already hugged him too much. I've ruined my son. I have to start a brand new one. I have to hug this one. The next one I have, I'm going to feed him fish eggs and punch him in the face. Next one I have.
The next one you have, you got to treat like
I'm
LeBron.
I'm
going
to feed him shit and give him
toughness.
Struggle. Bro, I'm trying to think. Well, then, it's because Kobe Bryant supposedly was raised rich, but he still had like a ghetto fire.
Edge.
How do you get that ghetto fire? Where do you get that shit from?
He's born with that shit.
I guess being the only black kid in Italy gives you a little.
Yeah, that gives you a little
el
motivation.
Negro, el negro.
Negrito, negrito.
You with my pepperoni, negro? That's stupid and racist.
That is so stupid.
Just waving sausage in his face. Why would anybody do that?
Big lip.
I went for a fucking.
Why is that the go-to for racists? Call us big lips.
Because I'm sure they can't. Because they can't believe. Like, imagine for 22 years of your life, you see Italian, maybe Asian lips, and then out of nowhere, you're walking through the airport.
You see his big ass.
And lips. You see, well, like, is he having an allergic reaction? What's wrong with his nose? What's wrong with his nose?
What's wrong with his nose and his lips?
What's wrong with his lips?
Jesus.
What the fuck did he put in his hair? Why does it stand up like that?
Why is he black but white?
Like, I kind of want to go to Asia. I read this article about this dude who went to Asia and like got broke. And he said he spent his last money on like a Genghis Khan costume. He went, found the nigga with the camera, set up a booth, and let people take pictures of the black guy in the Genghis Khan costume for a few yen or whatever the fuck it is they spent over there. Mm-hmm. And he had enough ticket money to pay him and his staff. Because he needed a staff after a while.
Wow.
Apparently, niggas are gems in Asia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And sex slaves, too.
Really? Of course.
They're really fascinated by the hair. Like, super fascinated by it.
I feel like I would hit one of them if they touched me. And I don't want to see the insides of, like, a Chinese jail. Like, I don't want to imagine how racist Chinese gangsters are. Who've never seen niggas.
Yeah. You'd be a fucking guinea pig.
And President Trump definitely saved LiAngelo Ball from that Chinese prison, bro.
Could you imagine being the American in a foreign jail where no one's even trying to speak the language you speak?
Jeez, bro.
They fucking hate you because you're black and you're an American. They probably call you weird racist shit like Kobe Bryant. Hey, LeBron!
My homeboy who's in the military said when he was in China, no matter who you are or what you look like, if you're black, they call you Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan.
Of course.
Michael Jordan. Everyone's Michael Jordan.
That's what you look like.
But I'm 5'4 and I have hair.
I mean, shit. No matter what height they are, every Chinese nigga you see here, what do you call him?
Jackie Chan.
All right. Chan. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Bruce.
You understand the concept? Bruce. You know why you're Michael Jordan.
And every woman is Connie Chung.
You understand. Or Su Young.
Yeah.
Su Young.
Yeah.
Chung Lee.
So why wouldn't you be Michael Jordan over
if
there?
If you're in Jamaica, it'd be Miss Chin.
Miss Chin?
Yeah.
She's the corner store lady?
That's every Chinese woman. Well, Mr. Chin is every Chinese man.
I'll tell you
Chinese
what, if you call somebody in North Miami a Chin, it won't end well for
boy.
You.
Huh.
Chin.
They'll dislodge your chin.
You can't make me laugh when I'm taking in smoke. It's gonna hurt me. Dislodge your chin. I went to get my fucking annual today.
Yuck.
It's been fucking almost fucking 2 years since I've had regular health insurance, so I had to pay the piper today, buddy. I paid the fucking piper.
I don't even know what that's like.
And only because just I gained some weight because I stopped working out, so I was terrified about like cholesterol and all that shit.
Yeah.
I just need to go see it. And apparently I'm fat but healthy, so it's just dope.
That's good.
I'm getting blood work tomorrow. I have to see if I have AIDS. Do you know they're sending the phlebotomist to my house?
Why?
That's an option.
Oh, to do your blood work.
So because my doctor moved, well, because I haven't seen her in so long, she moved to a different practice. And then she was like, yeah, you can go to the lab or you can have them just come to your house. And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, we set an appointment. They'll come to your house. They'll take your blood, put it in the freezer, and I'll upload your results on the sites whenever they come in. And I was like, what the fuck?
That's clutch as fuck.
What kind of futuristic shit are we living in, gentlemen?
No, that's raw as fuck. I'll take that any day of the week. That. I ain't got to drive over there and wait.
That's the main part.
Yeah, pull up to the crib.
That wait is shitty.
She kept saying, because I know you're a celebrity. I was like, yeah, I'll take it.
You know what else would be funny?
I haven't seen you in 2 years because I'm poor, but I'll take it.
Phlebotomist pull up to your crib and you rolling up. You can smoke. You can do whatever the fuck you want. You're my crib. Here you go.
This is already going to be in there.
Yeah, I mean. It's...
She's coming tomorrow morning at 7. I'm excited about the experience.
That's raw.
That shit is like.
That's raw.
But like. At this point, everything else is mobile. Why the fuck not healthcare?
Absolutely.
It's about time.
Yep, that's true. Mobile healthcare. Everything's going to be mobile. Speaking of which, hello to our YouTube viewers. Thank you for subscribing. And if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, make sure you go to youtube.com/NWL podcast, where we will be uploading all of our episodes going forward. Forest, whatever you call that shit.
If you consider yourself a viable part of the Nigger Navy, be sure to subscribe and earn your subscription badge. There's no way you could be a part of the Navy and you don't have a subscription badge. Hit that subscribe button.
Absolutely.
Play boy. Or play girl, you feel me? I have this right.
Whose idea was Nigger Navy? I really like it.
Me.
Well done, bitch. You don't do a lot here, but sometimes sometimes you come through.
That's what happens when you're the star.
We were talking earlier about like
I'll just gloss over my comment.
We were talking earlier about being in a foreign prison, but like sometimes I randomly think about just my mother shooting her shot and coming to live here with like no real plan. Like, if America went to shit and you had to go live your life in another country, like, where are you going?
Anywhere.
I mean, anywhere you can realistically go.
Oh, okay. Jamaica or Haiti.
Why or Haiti?
If I can't get to Jamaica, I'll take Haiti.
I feel that.
For me, it'd be probably Canada for that free healthcare. It's cold as fuck, but damn, that shit. And a close second would probably be Jamaica.
I feel like if America goes to shit, Canada's attached.
I think Canada would feel the effects, yeah.
Somehow get shit on it.
I think if America goes to shit, every country is going to get fucked. Because everyone's going to try to go back to their country. So it's going to be like a clusterfuck of fucks.
And see, that's the thing. No one's going to be running to Haiti. Aha!
No matter what, niggas always going to be running from Haiti. Because this shit is just upside down right now. But, yeah. Jamaica probably be an option.
I'm thinking if I can somehow get there, maybe Cuba.
Cuba?
Or, I mean, I don't know if they let niggas in. I don't know what their policy is on taking
so
niggas.
So why would that even be an option?
I'm just saying, it's within rafting distance is what I'm thinking.
True. It's the closest thing. If I have to get on a raft.
I don't know what their wet foot, dry foot policy is. I hope it's reciprocal.
They don't have one. As long as it's as dark as your foot, you ain't getting in.
No, as soon as your foot becomes dry, you're getting capped.
Oh, so it's white foot, black foot.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Can you not have your foot.
El Negro!
Can we have white foot, black foot as a title contender?
Oh, shit.
But Cuba or Haiti? At least I, because I'm thinking about places that I can go, speak the language, and maybe ask somebody for a job. And that's Cuba or Haiti. Maybe the Bahamas, too.
Bahamas is another. Bahamas, Jamaica for me, for sure. Canada would be up there only because, like I said, the free health care. But I can't do it with that fucking cold, dog. Just can't do it.
And that shit get cold starting in May.
Cold as fuck.
May, boy. Shouts out my snowzos. I don't know what makes a nigga go from Haiti straight to Canada. But shouts out to y'all boys. It's cold as fuck.
You know what? You know what I would love for a guy's trip for us to do is Carabana. I heard that shit's lit. Have you ever been?
I don't even know where that is.
I heard it's in Canada.
It's Canadian Carnival.
I heard that shit's lit.
I mean, it's a party. If you ever been to a party.
You're with thermos?
Uh-uh. No, it's when it's hot. You know?
Oh, okay.
There's no carnival in the cold.
I'm scheduled for Montreal twice this year already. I was. So I love a third. All that fucking weed. I would love it. Matter of fact, during July, they have the Just for Last Festival. And it's pretty like, it's as hot as Montreal's going to get during July.
Mm. Is it any good, the grass up there, the Zeb?
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Really?
Yes.
What?
It is phenomenal.
Wow.
It's better than shit I had in California.
That's a shock to me.
As am I.
But I'm saying, why do you think the weed wouldn't be good in Canada?
I mean, it's Canada.
Dude, don't sleep on Canada, bro.
You should. I'm telling you.
They have resources, and I mean, if you have...
They're flourishing over there.
You could do indoor greenhouse. That's really where a lot of the potent weed comes from is indoor, like, not greenhouse, but like indoor growers.
And plus, that's where Drake is from. You know, Drake enhances everything.
Whenever I go to Canada, bro, it's clean as fuck. It's nice as fuck. The food is great. The women are stunning.
The food is good? That's shocking.
The women are stunning. Well, then again, I eat a lot of Haitian shit, I guess.
I heard the women are stellar.
They're stunning and bi or trilingual.
Yeah. They said Canada women are very underrated.
Fucking the fucking homeless wear 3-piece suits. He's like
yeah, it's hard to like in Canada. Milk and it's hard to be like a on some bum shit.
But that's just my thing. Compared to Canada, we're the ghetto. So like I would imagine that the grass wouldn't be as good up there.
That's the worst part about it. Whenever I go to Canada, I have to have multiple Trump conversations.
Oh, you from America?
Look at your ID. America, huh? Eh? What about that Trump? Hey, come on, bro. I'm Haitian. You see that? Come on. Don't do that here. That's the fun about this shit. I play the Haitian or American card depending on what's going on.
That's a card that you can actually play?
What the fuck?
That's amazing.
You ever listen to people talk about how lazy Americans are? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. As a Haitian, I'm like, yeah. Those lazy fucks, they get their shit together. They don't have any ethics. Those lazy fucks.
Ben, what about you? You didn't answer the question.
What's the question? Not even.
About what country would it go to? Thank you. If America went to
Thank
shit.
Thank you for being focused on the show. You see? Sometimes you get it right.
This nigga said, what's the question?
I don't know what's going on right now.
You're 20 minutes in.
I don't know what's going on. Me and Chris have been here for a while.
Plus usually gets like this an hour in where we start losing them.
We've been here for a while, but I don't know what. I don't know how many things I've
We've
smoked.
Asked one question. He asked, what was the question?
I'm not going to make it. I hope you guys have the list.
Oh, shit.
Okay. At this point, I'm thinking it's Canada. You guys have swayed me.
What was it before?
I was thinking Jamaica.
Yeah, that's probably.
Or, what's that other island that has people who speak Creole? Just a small...
Martinique.
Martinique, Grenada.
I'd want to go to one of those countries, maybe.
St. Thomas.
St. Martin was nice as fuck when I went.
St. Martin? St. Thomas.
St. Croix. So I guess what I'm getting here is everybody around the table feels pretty safe in the Caribbean. No one's running there. Mm. But niggas feel like I can go to one of those islands.
I can manage.
Yeah. I can make do.
I can work at a store or be a goat herder or
niggas
something.
Across the water are still niggas.
Niggas across the water are still niggas.
Yeah.
Give yourself a bomb, Ben. You deserve that. That's all right.
Shout out to all our listeners across the water.
We do have a lot of listeners overseas, which is insane.
I want to hear more from y'all, bro. If we have any international niggas,
talk
please.
About that island. International like, man, niggas.
Yeah, shout out to the international niggas. Hit us
to
up.
The eye niggas.
Y'all still remember that person that emailed us from Africa? That's crazy to me.
Yeah. Shout out to you if you still listening.
How the fuck?
I'm trying to remember the country.
And there's a lady, too, who's on Twitter. She's a verified account. Something pole dancer. She has a bunch of followers. She lives in Africa, and she's a big fan of our show.
Word. I'm a big fan of pole dance.
She wants to come on, but she's like, we would have to call her to have her as a guest because she's in Africa, clearly. But, yeah, she loves the show. Shout out to her.
Amazing.
Shout out to all the international
You said ladies. Canada?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to, because I'm trying to think the likelihood that Canada just exists when America dies.
That's true, because it's kind of like,
sorry, if.
You're attached, you might have like a piece of Canada.
I bet not running into Justin Bieber, though.
Might all be that's left.
I want to fight that.
Let's see what we have here. All right. Ben put this here. I fucking like it. Chris. Name something that you do that isn't illegal but feels illegal.
Going outside late at night.
How or why doesn't feel illegal? I need you to explain it to me.
I just feel like at that moment, if a officer is driving by and sees me outside, they're going to stop and ask me what I'm doing. It's just like going outside late at night nowadays.
Yeah, I feel that.
So,
or if maybe a neighbor sees me outside. Because usually I pace. Like if I'm on the phone and I'm outside, I'm pacing. So I'm walking around.
And then you kind of become conscious of what you look like.
Yeah.
And you figure, if you're a nigga looking through the window, looking, what is this dreadhead pacing? <nigga looking at? laughs> Here's the thing. I'm only asking that shit because I feel like everybody doesn't have to think about that shit. No. Like, a nigga's just outside walking and thinking, but then he has to stop that to think, hey, do I look scary to people?
Mm. Especially if I got, like, a jacket or a hoodie on. It's something like that makes me look big or big on me or whatever you call it. Yeah. It's not illegal, but it feels that way sometimes.
Feel a little, no, I know exactly what you mean. I just wanted to.
So for me, I was just simply going to say being black in America. And a close second would be being Haitian. Growing up in the 90s, that shit felt illegal.
I like how he said,
well, you were illegal.
Being black. He said being black in America, but he just said being Haitian. It doesn't matter where you're Haitian. You can be Haitian in Haiti, America, or
Europe. The fact that you're Haitian, it feels illegal.
Just. Hey, this nigga said no matter where you're Haitian. He didn't specify what country.
You could be in Little Haiti, but it just feels illegal.
It's illegal.
That the fact that you're Haitian is illegal.
Little Haiti, big Haiti, it makes no difference. Ooh. You know what I've always wondered, bro? Like, people in Florida are Floridians. People in Miami are Miamians. People in Haiti are Haitians.
Haitians.
What are people from Little Haiti?
Haitians.
Little Haitians.
They're Little Haitians?
Little Haitians.
Is that not fucking hilarious?
That is true. They're Little Haitians.
You think about the little Haitian community? Good evening, my fellow little Haitians.
Oh, okay, shit. Fine. That's funny.
Fuck it.
Shout out to Little Haiti, man.
What the fuck are we talking about? What I did it again.
Feels illegal. Something that's not illegal, but it feels illegal.
You know what? I don't like what feels illegal or like what makes me feel like the need to like look or like exude innocence, it's like being in like a tight space, but like women kind of like elevator shit. Mm. Like it makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong because of their weird energy. I'm not even doing shit, but the energy they're exuding, like, are you the rape man? I'm like, I'm not. And you're trying to put on an innocent stance. Like, you're trying to contort your body.
To show them that you mean no harm. Like, I hate that shit. It's so uneasy, dog.
You know what I've done sometimes? I purposely hold my phone out and I open my email app. Hopefully they see the red Google email logo flash like, okay, this guy's safe. Hey, he's checking his email.
He's a businessman. He can't rape me. Get the fuck out of here.
I ride in the elevator.
Get the fuck out of here. Look at your face.
He's checking his email.
No, those are the biggest creeps. But I ride in the elevator with my hands like this.
Hands up.
Hands up. Like somebody just said to me, freeze.
Yeah.
That's how I am. It's like,
you know what? I remember when Eli was like 3 or 4 and I would take him to the park where there's a bunch of kids and I'd be sitting there. Like if he got too far away from me and I couldn't confirm that I wasn't a nigga just sitting at the park with watching kids,
right,
that I wasn't a parent, like it made me feel illegal.
Yeah.
Like I need him to be within calls reach so that people can. I'm not just a nigga
just
in sweatpants staring at children.
It's disgusting. No, bro, but it's true.
Women could just sit at a park with children, bro. They could just sit.
Yeah.
You can't just sit in a park with children without purpose because they make you. Nigga, I don't want to feel illegal. I'm not doing nothing. My son's right there.
Motherfuckers.
That one right there.
That one right there. The one on my face. Richard.
Fuck you. Something that isn't illegal that makes me feel illegal is watching porn.
just imagine this nigga jacking off and looking over his shoulder.
That's my life. But first of all, the actors, I feel like the actors aren't getting paid. So I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. I'm getting this free nut and they're not getting paid.
That's
and then secondly, I'm like, you guys know what jacking off like is, having a girl. That shit ain't the best. And then I just, after I nut, I feel horrible.
I don't even know where you find the time or space
to beat your meat. That. I meant to put that in the group as a question.
I don't even, like, what?
Is it selfish to, like, masturbate when you have a partner?
No. Selfish. It's called self-care. The opposite of selfish.
This is where our relationship works.
What do you mean?
Because if I didn't have this, I'd be in your chest.
Yeah.
I need this.
If I ain't going to take care of me, who is?
This is why I didn't want to ask it now. Because it's only us here.
That's ridiculous. That's a lady question.
It just needs some contrast. Or it's just going to sound like...
Some women get so offended at the thought or fact that whenever you guys get a chance, say that to your girl. All right, babe, I'm about to go jack off and watch her reaction. Watch her fucking reaction.
Okay, so I was with an ex-girlfriend, right? And I caught like one of those weird semi-nuts. I don't know if you know what a semi-nut is.
But it still doesn't feel like you really.
Where you misstroke, or she does an off movement,
weird that throws off the nut.
Or she stops. Yeah. Like, especially when you're giving head and you miss a stroke, you ruin the whole thing.
Oh my God.
So I got a demi pump. So I was like, I'm not going to ask her to refuck because I don't want to let her know that she gave me a semi nut.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Right.
So I went to the bathroom to finish. My, like, try to re-nut.
Re-nut.
In my haste.
Instead of prenup,
re-nut. In my haste, I didn't lock the door. She caught me jacking off right after we had just fucked. My man. She was so offended, so angry, total victim, even though I'm doing with the semi-nut. Now she's the victim here.
Well, I mean, we can't be mad at her, because how would you feel? How would you feel if you just finished fucking her and you walk in the kitchen, but you walk back in the room and she's fingering herself?
I get it.
Yeah, me too. I get it. I understand. Yeah, you do what you got. I got mine, so I understand.
Let me tell you something.
That might work for me. If you do that, that might work.
If I happen to come too early and you were on the cusp, and you said and you roll over and pull out one of those machines out of that drawer, go brazen. Go brazen.
One of those electric machines.
You deserve it. Time tag him in. You deserve it.
Y'all back on this threesome shit.
Oh man.
Okay.
But yeah,
the machinery isn't a threesome.
Nah, the way you said tag him in.
I'm talking about the machine.
Traumatizing.
Bringing back old memories.
Fucking PTSD. I guess while we're here, do we have anybody at this table who will admit to having a thought cock period?
Nigga, everyone at this table has gone through a thought cock phase.
I don't know what you're talking about. This dick was never free.
I don't see Ben as having a thought cock phase either.
Shit.
This dick was never ever free.
Because here's the thing. Fucking a lot of pussy and any pussy
is different.
It's different.
There's a difference.
I've never had that period.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, never. Even if you were quantity, like...
Yeah, that's still... That yeah. There. Well...
Because thought cock
is fucking
anything.
I know busy. Some niggas that'll fuck anything. Like, literally, sea monsters.
Nigga, I had thought cock until I had options.
Okay. Like, so...
I didn't get real options until like maybe like 19. I didn't begin to get real options. So we're talking about like high school. If you were down to let me put this in you, let's do this.
I said no. I was saying no at that time. Like I was like,
No, if you're down to let me insert you, let's do it. Let's do it.
So by that definition, I've never had thought cock.
No.
But I'm sure I've had thought box. Does the same rule apply for thought box? Like, you see, if you're a girl, like, if you're fucking anything, that's thought box.
Women can't have thought box.
You said they can't?
Because if women fuck anything, that means literally every nigga off the street. Because once again, they don't stop getting offers. So if a woman wanted to fuck everything, when would she have time to eat or sleep?
That's not saying she's going to fuck every minute of the day. That's just like every time she want to fuck, she's going to find a nigga.
But that's not you really thought box.
You could be thought box just like letting...
It's a different nigga every time. How about that?
Yeah. Every time you fucking something, it's a different nigga. You have multiple partners all the time.
But see, that's not any dick. That's still a lot of dicks. The thought cock would be any dick. It doesn't matter the dick. She will accept it.
So thought box doesn't exist.
That's what I'm thinking.
By definition.
Because women have different kinds of options. Like, you remember how I said I had thought cock till I had options? Women always have options.
You see, shit like this that makes it okay for them to be able to hoe in peace. They can hoe in peace.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure even prostitutes turn people away.
Yeah.
Like, no, this guy looks too rough.
Yeah.
No, thank you, sir. Keep your money.
Yeah. Possible murder is not worth the $40.
Not even prostitutes have thought box.
That's crazy.
That's bullshit, though.
What do you mean?
When you think about it.
They're not saying no that often. Come on.
Saying no at all eliminates it, though.
Yeah.
Or the willingness to say no.
So niggas is not out here saying no?
I don't think a lot of them are saying no.
I've said no to plenty. That's how I know I don't have thought cop.
Because sometimes you have to understand, Chris, that you especially are speaking from a place of privilege. Like, you've been privileged enough not to be a weirdo creep where, like, in your day you've had options and now you're in a healthy relationship.
And you lived.
There are some niggas who don't have those options.
And you lived.
Don't have those opportunities.
You lived. You lived. So, yeah, I mean, you didn't have to put yourself. None of us had to put ourselves in that position to where we had to thought cock.
Every nigga ain't able. I mean,
I've seen some things.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. We've all been in compromising positions.
I wish you guys could have seen the pain in Chris's eyes when he said, "I've seen some things."
All right, is it considered thought cock if you're doing your man's a favor so he can get the hot box?
When I think thought cock, I think about a nigga fucking because
he just wants to fuck.
It's available, it's there, it doesn't matter who it is, when it is. Even when you're doing it for your man, just like a hit.
I think that's a horrible definition of thought cock, by the way. I think thought cock should be a nigga that's just fucking. You're a thought. That's what a thought is. That hoe over there. You're fucking. Why does it mean anything?
I'm a thought, give me a look.
That's a terrible definition.
Well, then, by that definition, I mean, everybody's thought cock then.
pretty much. Because when I first saw it, that's what I thought of. I was like, oh, shit.
That's what you thought of?
Yeah. That's what I thought of.
The same thought.
Yeah.
I thought I'd get you dead.
Cock thoughts.
A fuck.
This is the stupidest show.
this is a stupid episode. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
You said a fuck.
I haven't been right since the little Haitian joke. Trying to get it together.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
You know, I've been looking for a smooth way I wanted to talk about this shit last show, but I couldn't find a smooth transition. But you know what?
There is no smooth transition for this.
There's no smooth transition, guys.
Speaking of murdering things, like murdering vagina, killing things.
I wanted to talk about the death penalty. I don't know if we ever discussed that here. And like whether or not there's something that somebody can do that's wrong enough to deserve death. Because essentially our legal system like has things that they deem bad enough where somebody has to die, he has to go.
Right.
There are huge, I mean, there's a good amount of people who believe it's still inhumane.
What the fuck's going on?
Ben's allowed, okay? He's shooting at like 98 right now. He's allowed.
I swear, I closed out of that tab.
You just listen to old Boogie Bastard songs.
That's how I know Ben be listening to music and playing games while we be talking.
Yeah, yeah, they get over to that.
That was Pac-Man we just heard just now. What the fuck? But yeah, but there are people that believe that it's inhumane no matter what somebody's done. There's nothing that you can do bad enough to deserve death because we're not the givers of life. Why should we be the givers of death? Or what those fucking hippies believe.
Are we not the givers of life?
We're not. I'm not giving anybody life.
Yes, you are.
Eli.
I was just trying to fuck, like, be honest with you. I mean, he's here, but it's not like I was saying I'm trying to make some life tonight.
Just because you weren't trying to doesn't mean you didn't.
Babe, yeah. You want to make some life tonight?
Babe, let's go make life.
Let's go make life. Yeah. That's smooth.
That's a romantic. I was going to say, that's a romantic way to say it. I want to fuck. Let's go create life, babe.
Let's go create
that's
life.
That's what some shit that Chris would say. Yeah. Hey, my queen, let's go. Let's figure make life.
We'll be on the podcast. So, Chris, what's your fuck method? First of all, I don't fuck. I make life.
I create life.
I create life.
See, me and my queen, we create life together, you see? It's a beautiful thing. If you niggas decided to get married, you'd understand where I come from. But you niggas ain't on it. So yeah, I create life.
Gang.
Gang. We're never going to talk about this kid, guys, bro. Hey,
pass me the CMOS.
I don't know who I was talking to, but they were saying that they can't stand the Joe Budden podcast because of all the side conversation that he has. And I was like, bro, you would fucking hate us.
Oh, you would, yeah.
We never get to the point.
Really?
We purposely don't get to the fucking point.
Especially for the subject we don't like. We veer off the deep end.
If you want niggas to get to the point.
Wrong show.
This is not niggas with points.
Then again, you think niggas hit that fast forward button on the podcast? That forward 15 seconds?
If you're an idiot.
Hey, do not hit. Matter of fact, I should do a 15-second break.
Give them, like, trick them.
Just let them hit it. Okay.
But as far as the death penalty, I think rapists and child molesters should get the death penalty for sure. If you've been accused of those things and murder, I'm for it.
Okay. Now let me ask you this:
mm-hmm.
Can a nigga who's raped not be reformed? Can you rape and be reformed?
I don't think it's about reform at that point.
I mean,
so that a nigga who's raped doesn't deserve forgiveness.
Not to say that
I think that's
they
one,
can't be forgiven. But
I think that's one of the most egregious things you can do to somebody.
Yeah, like,
you know what I'm saying? It's just
you gotta understand the pain you caused somebody else.
The trauma that you've
no
caused.
No matter what you reform, right. That shit don't really.
Like, I know it's very difficult, too, for a lot of men to understand how serious that shit is because, you know, we're men. But if you ever talk to a rape victim, that shit is, it's bad. Like, I can't even put into words how awful it is.
It's not worse than murder.
It's not worse than murder.
But no one's talking about murder like this.
Because you can't talk to the victims.
Yeah.
I'm sure it sucks. I don't have to talk to them to know that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it sucks.
You've taken away someone's life.
It's violent, bro.
And imagine too the young girls that have gotten raped and gotten their innocence taken away, and rape is never okay. But I'm just saying,
But what I'm saying is, so then
I think that as far as committing a crime where the person is still alive, committing a crime to someone else, that's probably the worst, one of the worst things, along with child molestation, that you could do. And I think that deserves the death penalty.
So once a nigga rapes, there should be no opportunity for reform or to change.
Get him out of here.
The nigga has to die.
Get him out of here. Off with his head.
That's wild, but I feel you.
Off with his
fucking head. Is that the only one?
That's just how, that and, like I said, child molestation.
I mean, just rape.
Yeah.
It all falls in the same umbrella of shittiness.
Yeah. Doing that weird shit to kids.
So just anybody else but rapists and child molesters can rock.
And murderers, of course.
And
for me.
So once you murder, you should be murdered.
Correct.
Jesus Christ.
Get him out of here.
I'm going to lean on the side of mass murders. I feel like there's a extra presence of deviancy and a just devilish type of spirit to just want to take out so many people at once.
So your thing isn't murder. It's like, I guess, murder with like reckless abandon.
Right. Like premeditated, like mass murder. I feel like somebody could end up causing somebody's death by manslaughter or maybe a car accident. That would be accidental. But that would still fall underneath that umbrella of taking someone else's life.
Right.
I feel like that deserves forgiveness and things of that nature. But mass murderers, I feel like there's an evil seed. There's something extra about that person that needs to be eradicated.
Now, when I go back to what I said, when I say that they should, you know, receive the death penalty, I'm just saying that if they were to get the death penalty, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every state has their different whatever laws when it comes to that. But if in Florida they gave you a death penalty for raping someone, child molestation, or murder, I would be okay with it. I wouldn't combat it at all.
I feel like you should be left at the mercy of the victim.
If there still is a victim.
That is an interesting concept.
Because at the end of the day, that's what you did to them.
So what about if the victim is like a Botham Jean? He's dead, but his family's still alive and they forgive you. Does that count?
Or? In the family, yeah.
Okay.
You left at the mercy of the next of kin.
Listen, I'll tell you right now, if it's something happened to somebody in my family, your ass is grass.
Fried chicken.
That's the only thing that I mean, it's not that I don't think some people deserve death. Some people do. It's just, I feel like the death penalty just...
Too extreme for you?
Not too extreme. It just, the people who have the chance of changing never get that chance. Because there are a good amount of motherfuckers who are evil, and they're doing evil shit because they're evil people.
Well, you could also look at it this way, like, when you say... They didn't get a chance. Well, because of your crime, that person's not getting a chance. You killed somebody. Yeah, so now that person no longer has a chance.
That's two wrongs. Fuck that.
It is two wrongs, but...
Come on. That's not how shit should... That's not... two wrongs isn't justice.
No, it's not justice, but I'm not looking at it that way, like, giving a fuck about you getting... You know, I'm just giving you a chance. Motherfucker, you killed my cousin. Fuck you. I don't care about your chance. At redemption, or not redemption, but being reformed. I could give two fucks about your
fuck about nigga reform story.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't give a fuck. This ain't the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Fuck you. Die, bitch.
Yo. Fuck that motherfucker. When the fuck was I the sympathetic figure here, bro? Why the fuck am I one of the only niggas feeling bad for niggas on death row?
And look at what you're sympathetic towards.
Okay, I guess I'm still sick.
Yeah, I'm still sick. You're still twisted.
Niggas on death row is what I'm sympathizing with.
Plus, he's a Haitian Twizzler. He's twisted.
Haitian Twizzler.
That's a good one. Yeah. That makes the list.
Oh, man. But yeah, shit is crazy, dog. So, like the nigga that did the Oklahoma City bombing, they gave that nigga the death penalty, right? He got a death penalty. I'm sure they killed him.
I think... Death penalty in that case should be a unanimous.
It's warranted, yeah.
It's a we have to get this nigga out of here. Because he's trying to clear people out. Like Ben said, He's trying to clear a great number of people out. You're trying to do your own little genocide.
Yeah.
You're a mobile genocide.
You're a monster. You're a terrorist.
And you need to go.
You got to go.
Yeah.
And those cannibal people like that.
Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
Whatever his name was.
Since we're dark and down this path already, have we discussed suicide on the show?
No.
We have not.
Fun fact about suicide that I know. I know, right? It's okay. I'm a professional. The French word for suicide is suicide. I've always liked the word. I think it sounds smart.
No, it does sound. It does.
That has nothing to do with anything. You see?
At all.
It was a safe fun fact.
Stop calling it
anything.
A fun fact.
It's not fun?
There's nothing fun about it. Fun fact.
It's just a fact.
There's no fun in there at all.
Okay. All right. No, but have we discussed suicide on the show?
No, we haven't. No. We've never gotten
because
that.
Because now I'm looking for the shit that we haven't talked about. I want to make niggas uncomfortable and weird because if we haven't talked about it in 100 or some odd fucking episodes, there's certainly a fucking reason for it, I take it.
Yeah, try to avoid it like the plague. Mm.
Does anyone here have any... Well, okay, at the sake of being invasive, does anybody have, like, any near home or, like, close suicide stories that they would wish to disclose? Whether it be near to home? I know none of you niggas are suicidal. I take it. Yeah, no, you niggas are fine.
No, I've never had any personal suicidal thoughts, no.
Yeah, no.
I've had a few. My first one... I was in high school. It was like my first encounter with like suicide, anything.
What happened?
I'm still to this day kind of questioning about it because like the homie Alex was very, he wasn't like somebody that was shunned by everybody in school. He was pretty popular. He had friends. I'm not sure what his home situation was like, but bro was a cool dude, like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody fuck with him. He seemed to be a cheerful person. He's not the person that you would expect to do something like that, you know what I'm saying? And one day, man, he went missing, and then they ended up finding him in his car. He had carbon monoxide poisoned himself.
Oh, shit.
I just want to pause that right there to let you guys know that Ricky just tried to suggest that we make a Logic song of the week.
It's a suicide song.
Could you fucking believe him? Boo! On this show, boo! You would do that here.
Fuck you! Listen up, my motherfuckers.
Wait for the sound to finish.
305, motherfuckers. Come on, niggas. Asia? Let's go, boy. Hey, all night, we in your last.
Pause.
Hey, hold on,
wait. I don't think we've ever let it rock that long.
Nah.
But the end part needs to be clipped by itself.
Okay? All night, so, I mean y'all ass. We need that right there.
So when you get a chance, please clip all night, we in your last. That's that part.
I forgot about that shit.
He's getting better.
But Ben is Cap. What the kids was called Cap, Ben is Cap, because Ben is a Logic fan too.
How do we know that the carbon monoxide was intentional?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So it was a self-inflicted death, but we don't know if it's suicide.
I don't know if it was self-inflicted either. You feel me?
I wonder, does the definition change when it's not like intentional? Like if I slip and fall off a building.
Accidental.
I caused my death, but I didn't
That's
kill
accidental
myself.
Death and disbursement. I forgot. Disbursement, I think it's called.
Something like that. Yeah. But they didn't. They ruled his death a suicide.
So a suicide, there needs to be some evidence of intention.
Yeah. Intent to kill yourself.
Okay. All right.
Well, I've had a friend who died of the same thing, but the way her death was, rest in peace, Rebecca. But she, you remember Rebecca Ben in college? She had a two-story house. She had the garage, and her room was above the garage. But her roommate fell asleep. I think it was the roommate fell asleep in the car, or she left her car. Something happened. The car was running in the garage, and the fumes went into her room and killed her in her sleep.
Oh, man.
The car was running all night.
Did you ever hear that story that happened at the Chobe?
No.
Okay. I don't know how long you guys have been going to the Chobe, but now the Chobe, like when you go into the garage, there are millions of signs.
Yeah.
Turn your car off.
Is this a Chobe ghost store?
Yes, it is. It is Chobe ghost. Praise the Chobe ghost. All right.
Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive him.
I'm sorry. Jeez. So there were these, like in the Chobe garage right now, there are a bunch of signs and shit saying, you know, turn your garage up. For those unfamiliar, the Chobe's a slut motel.
Yes.
$40 for 3 hours of sex. The way it's designed, there's a garage on the bottom floor, and then you climb up to the room. So there's a bunch of signs downstairs kind of saying, turn your car off, make sure your keys are removed, don't leave the car running. There are these Haitian kids having a graduation party, right? And the Chobe always kind of, they're always adamant about two people per room.
Right.
So it was four of these guys. Two of them running a play upstairs, and two running a play downstairs in the car, in the whip. They thought it was perfect. These niggas bust a nut, fall asleep in the car, you know, for the AC.
Yes.
Kill all four of them.
Jeez.
So I remember hearing this story literally at their church, because they were talking about the kids that were at the church. So I had to go and Google this fucking article.
That's insane.
It's insane.
But yeah, that shit kills you. Wow. That's a terrible way to die.
I feel like that hasn't always been common knowledge.
No. I don't think so.
Is that...
What?
They're like,
so the ones that died were the ones that were in the car, or the one
in the car and in the room.
So the four guys.
The four.
Jesus. Because I fell asleep in my car before the car running. Not all night, but
not like
on a
garage.
Work lunch break or something.
In a closed space?
Not in a garage.
No, not a garage.
No. You have to be in a, because it's about the shit coming out of the muffler.
The muffler, yeah.
So if you're in a closed space where that shit can't go anywhere, that's the danger.
Yeah.
Falling asleep in your car is fine. No matter where you are, as long as you're outside.
Inside, yeah.
Unless it has an oxygen leak in it. You got to make sure your oxygen sensor is working. That's very important.
But, I mean, going back to suicide, like, I've never had any suicidal thoughts, but I've had friends and family members who've had suicidal thoughts just for shit that's going on in their life, and they're not comfortable where they're at with life, and... you know what's crazy too, like growing up they always taught us that suicidal thoughts were considered evil spirit, you know. So I remember when the first encounter I had with a friend who said they had suicidal thoughts, what I said to him was like, hey man, you better go pray, like, get the devil out of you, man, what are you talking about? And I don't think that's the right thing to say to somebody who's having, you know what I'm saying, suicidal thoughts.
My mother kind of always reinforced that, like, suicide is the one thing that you can't even ask forgiveness
for.
Because once you do that, it's over, so you can't even double back and fix shit.
Yeah. You didn't, like, the Lord gave you life. You can't take life away.
It was even, like, more final than final was.
Right. Like, that's it. You're going straight to hell. We were taught if you commit suicide, you're going straight to hell. So, for me, in my mind... like, no matter how fucked up shit was for me, that never even crossed my mind. Like, taking my life.
I think that's insane. You've never?
Never came
Never,
across.
Never, never.
Never. And I've been through some fucked up shit.
Like, you've never been... okay, maybe I'm saying it the wrong way. Like, you've never been, like... on, like, a skyscraper and said, man, what if I jump off this shit? That's never crossed your mind?
No.
Okay. All right. Maybe I need therapy.
Or maybe I need therapy. Maybe it's more normal than I thought to maybe at least have the thought. But I've literally never had the thought of taking my own life.
I mean, bro, if I tell you I haven't had a day where I said, man, let me tell you something. I don't want to do any of this anymore. I don't want to do. I have no desire to do any of it. None. I mean, but you always. snap out of it. But nigga, I don't want to do this shit.
I live by the creed of someone always has it worse. So I've never.
That's an amazing perspective.
Yeah.
Like, if you can find a way, like, that's grounding, essentially. It's a grounding technique, and you ground yourself, and you find a way to snap yourself back into reality and realize what you have.
Right.
Which is, I think, how most people cope.
So, if anybody's hearing this, if I die and they rule it a suicide, just know it's foul play involved.
You know what? Let me say it, too. I'm not going to do it. Me there's nowhere I'm going to do it.
I'm not with it.
I'm too selfish to kill myself.
I don't care how big we get. I don't care how much pressure. I don't care what they bring. I'm not doing that.
It's never happening.
Unless you're 70.
Yeah. And
any drug overdose, they tell me, is a lie.
Lie.
There's no way in hell.
Not Can't me. Overdose on weed. Just remember
no
that.
Way.
That's all a lie.
I had a good homie of mine, bro. Shit, I don't know. This must have been 2011, 12, because Eli was a baby. And he committed suicide, and the circumstances are still unclear and shady as fuck. But, like, I knew this nigga, bro. Like, knew this nigga.
Like, but what? How did he kill himself?
He shot himself.
Ugh.
And I never forget, the funeral was freaky as fuck because I've only seen, my first time seeing it was his, like, his casket had a net on it. Like, it was open casket, but there was like a veil from the top to the bottom just so that nobody would go in there and touch it. Like, touch him.
Oh, wow.
And that shit was freaky as fuck.
But could you still see his face?
No, you can see his face, and people more or less did a great job, bro. I literally remember being with the nigga. And he's talking to me about, like, how stressed out he is. And I'm so fucking consumed with work. It's all I can talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't think I had the emotional intelligence to even appeal to the shit that he was saying.
But you got to think about it, too. Sometimes when your friend is talking about you about shit that you're stressed out about, it's either probably the same shit you're stressed out about, and you're not even thinking to, like, it's just like, whatever. This is just, you know, talking about work.
It's niggas being niggas.
Niggas being niggas, right. So
it's like, when it happened, bro, like, I felt responsible just because like, you know, I didn't do it. Like, what if I said, hey, my nigga, what's going on? What's good? Blah, blah, blah.
That has to be a shitty
what
feeling.
What the fuck kind of difference could that have made?
That has to be a shitty feeling.
I don't know if you've ever seen my Four Loko video. It's the Four Loko video, the three times video.
I've seen the three times video.
He directed all that shit, bro.
Damn.
He directed, filmed, all that shit. Wow. All the ideas. This nigga had a garage in his house. This nigga was amazing.
So he was brilliant.
This nigga's mind was... The nigga jumped out of prison and essentially mastered Pro Tools, camera work, green screens, and sophisticated big cameras by watching YouTube videos. And he was more amazing than anybody I've ever seen.
See, I think that's more so a testament as to why you gotta hold on, man.
Yeah,
he
would have, like, been huge right now, probably.
My trajectory changed when I lost him because, like, nigga, like, as you go a whole another direction. Because, like, me and him, like, the projects we used to come up with together, this shit was insane, bro.
Suicide is real, man.
Oh,
that happens
my God.
A lot,
shit
bro.
Is brazen.
That happens a lot.
And it doesn't just affect the person that actually committing suicide. It affects a lot of people.
Oh, and I still go look at that nigga Facebook page a lot because that shit, because, you know, they do the little remembrance of.
Memories and
oh,
shit.
God, that shit creepy. That shit creepy as fuck because, you know, the memories on the Facebook still pop up. And it's me in a fucking fat suit hugging this nigga with a camera. That shit's crazy to look at.
But it's a real thing. It's a real thing, and it's debilitating. And I think that's the part that eventually leads to somebody taking their own life.
But, like, once again, the thing that the death penalty, I think, has in common with this is, bro, like, when you take yourself out the game, you don't give yourself the opportunity
to get better.
Or to change.
To change, yeah.
You understand? Because, I mean, like, what's crazy is most of the success stories that we know, that we love, that we admire, like, they had to go through darkness.
Yeah, trying times.
Darkness. So it's like, I never want to trivialize what people kill themselves for. But, like, you ever seen those family sides where the father's under financial pressure, kill a whole family, kill himself? Yeah. Like, that shit...
It's yeah. ridiculous.
It's like, terrible. Like, I hope I never get to the point where I let money want to stress me out to the extent where I kill everybody. Like, yeah. What kind of pressure are you putting on yourself to be rich, financially successful?
And then the decisions that you're making to put yourself in financial straits. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I always wanted to get into the psyche because, like, I've never understood it. Like, you know, because Ben says it's debilitating, and I believe that it is. Of course, it has to be if you're willing to kill yourself. But to get you to the point where you want to pull the trigger or, you know, overdose on pills, like, it's very selfish of you. I think it's very selfish to take your life because your own life, because you never know the impact you could have on somebody. Like, there are so many people that have been through so much shit. Like, even just having a conversation at work with somebody, I learned something from people because you've been through something in your life and you've overcome it. Like, and it's like, it's like a blessing to somebody else, because
one could even say that's selfish, because if my life is going shitty, how dare you tell me hang in there to get better just for other people? Because, like, I'm supposed to hang and swim in shit to make everybody else happy?
No, not to make us happy, because I don't really know you like that and I don't give a fuck. But what I'm saying to you is that that's life. There's ups, there's downs, there's twists, there's turns. There's, you know, that's life. When the going gets tough, you don't just bitch out and kill yourself. Not to sound insensitive. What I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying? There's always, usually, well, no, I'm going to say there's always, I'm a very optimistic person.
Just like I said, I don't want to sound insensitive, but don't be a bitch.
Because you never know, bro. Like, there's countless stories of people who have battled suicidal thoughts who have said, I got to the point where I pulled the trigger and maybe the gun didn't have the bullet in the holster at the time. Russian roulette. You know what I'm saying? And my life got turned around.
I'm just saying, bro, you never know what's on the other side of that struggle, cuz.
Stay prayed up.
That's all I'm saying, bro. Because sometimes on the other side of the struggle is the shit, bro.
I know. Trust me. I know it. It's
the shit you've been working with. Like, right when you think
I know it,
you should kill yourself, you come out of that bitch like a phoenix, man. You got to hold on, man.
And again, I know I come off as very insensitive right now, and I don't mean to. It's just like, I just don't want to hear anybody killing themselves. But I know it's a real thing that is going on in society where, you know, kids are being bullied or people losing the love of their lives.
I think that's who it affects the most, bro. I think it affects the children the most.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy to me that, like, nowadays you got a lot of children in the news either talking about suicide or committing suicide. Like, bro, that's insane. When we were growing up, suicide wasn't an option, dog.
But that's the thing. I think because they know they can do it. Like,
but we knew about suicide, too.
I don't think I did.
You don't think you knew about suicide at 8, 9 years old, but you knew how to flip niggas off.
I think we knew about suicide. If you remember, when we were in school, they didn't really talk about it like that. You just knew what it was. You knew the definition of suicide. It wasn't out there like how it is now, right? There, like, where
as a kid, nothing ever was that bad for you.
I know, but I'm just saying, even like, when things was saying, worse. Like, not saying for us to know, but say the adults educating you on things. They never, like, talk to you about suicide. Kids these days are getting talked to about suicide, which is good, but our generation, we didn't get it like that. I think it's good to talk about suicide.
I'm not saying it's not good to talk about it, but what about the children?
It's good to talk to kids about suicide.
Make them aware of it. But
make them aware, like, talking to them about it. I think some kids, too, when you get bullied, like, you do, I don't even know.
They're making it as an option.
I mean, because you're right. You need to teach your kids, like, I mean, options. Yeah. And it sounds insensitive, but, like, they do that shit when they feel like they're out of options.
They're out of options. And some kids do things without even realizing the consequences. Like, if I do this, I'm going to get the attention that I was looking for, I deserve. Not knowing that this will kill you, and there's no more attention. Like, it's over for you.
sometimes I just look Eli in the face and let him know that I'm willing to cause physical harm to other people for him.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think you have to enforce remind this him. Shit. Because if you kill yourself, that means that you think that whatever you're going through is too big to come to your parents about to fix. Right. Because essentially, like, a elementary school bully can be dealt with. Like, if people, like, I guess if every parent knew it was going to be as serious as killing themselves, they do all they can do.
Right.
So for me, like, I don't think if I ever hear Eli say some of that shit, I'm taking it super serious.
You have to.
Super serious. Ain't none of that bullshit.
If your kid comes to you talking about he or she has had suicidal thoughts, you do what you got to do and get your kid the help that they need.
I'm talking about even as early as saying that they have an issue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes, like, if they go to you with an issue and they feel as if they can't come to you with issues, then when shit gets that bad, they come with dumbass kid solutions.
And that's why I'm trying my best to get to a point where I can talk to my kids so they feel comfortable talking to me. I don't want to be that parent that just rushes to judgment or just, you know, shut them down as soon as they come to you about something. Because, one, kids today are a lot more talkative than when we were growing up because they feel more comfortable talking. And two, a lot of the values that we were raised with, you know, God bless our parents, it wasn't the best as far as raising kids. So having my daughter and having Aria and Malia in my life has taught me those things. And God bless my, because she's another one who told me, she's like, listen, you have to be able to talk to these girls. You can't be like this all the time, because they're going to be afraid to talk to you. And when that happens, it's pretty much over for you.
You're shut out.
Yeah. And she's like, I know how you are. That won't end well for you. You know what I'm saying? So
being shut out is going to hurt your feelings.
Right. So I'm literally trying my hardest to get, you know, I want to be the parent where I feel, you know, where they feel comfortable talking to me. And I actually will have to, at some point, be okay with things that I've always wasn't okay with.
I think that's a thin line to try and tread too, man. Because I'd be trying to do the same thing. Just try to be like, just let him know that I'm a channel,
yeah,
for him to open up to. But like, how you ever really know they opening up? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they could tell you some shit, and all the while still.
I think the best thing I could ever hear from my kids is them saying, "Dad, I have this problem. What do you think I should do?" Like, that's when I know I'm in. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I didn't do that to my parents. I just tried to figure everything out, whether it made the situation worse or I figured them out.
That's facts.
I lived my life saying, I'll figure it out. I'm not telling my mom that. I'm not telling my dad that. What the fuck? I'm not doing that. And that was the wrong thing to do. Mm-hmm. So I think if my kids came to me saying, Dad, I have this problem, you think you help me out? Like, oh, shit, that's great. She trusts me. Like, I want to be able to give her all the options. Whether it may not be something I agree with, I want to be able to give them all the options that they have available to them so they can make the best decision for them.
And that's what, like, Eli FaceTimes me all the time about, like, today he FaceTimed me because he made paper claws that he just wanted to show me. And I'm trying to think, like, I never spoke to my mom about the cartoons that I watched or toys.
That's not the shit.
Like, I knew that I couldn't go to a person working two jobs and doing school about this Power Rangers shit.
Right.
But this nigga comes to me whenever he has an idea, a cartoon he wants to discuss. Like, I think the gift is in the trivial shit, too.
Yeah. So, in the middle of our conversation, this dumbass, this fucking bitch,
this prick,
plus decides to grab his things and storm out of here.
Let this rock out.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm
fuck you.
Real five motherfuckers. Come on, niggas. Let's go, boy. Hey, all
come on,
night.
Niggas.
We in your last, niggas. We in that ass all night.
Oh, shit. Pause. But yeah, that dumbass plus, he got the fuck out of here. We don't know why the fuck he left, but let's find out.
Do we have Carmen Sandiego music?
Yeah.
Clusterfer, this is Ricky, Ben, and Chris from the NWO podcast. How are you?
You prick.
Who?
Fuck you, bitch. This is Ben Plus and Ricky from the NWO podcast, motherfucker.
It sounds vaguely familiar, but I just...
Why the fuck did you storm out of here and leave us?
Mid-conversation, bitch.
You had shit to do.
Okay. I try to establish an order. I try to get subjects in order. You guys think that I'm going to miss Pussy every week, and it's not the case. I'm really out of here this week. You deal with it. Okay? Let somebody else sing the Ask a Real Nigga song. It won't be me this week.
Bitch, we ain't got DM diaries. We ain't got fucking Ask a Real Nigga.
That's none of my business. You and your Navy find a way to deal with it.
Motherfucker.
You and your Navy will sort it out, okay?
I hope your grabber dries up.
That's very harsh. That's mean.
You left before we got to ask about you seen the Zaya catwalking?
Guys, come on. I'm trying to stay close to God here. I'm trying to stay close to God. I'm just happy he didn't wear a skirt, honestly, God.
No, I'm really shit. Happy. I'm surprised he didn't wear a skirt.
He wore pants, I'm thrilled. That's all I have. That's all I got.
Nah, but for a girl, man, Zaya's shoe game is weak as fuck, man. I don't like those lesbian boots they put him in.
She still got them duet ass feet.
Those fucking Sex in the City boots.
No, that nigga's gonna be 6'8", 240, dog. Like,
still got them D Wade feet. Can't hide from that.
Yeah, bitch, you're a bitch.
Really and truly. I hope you're going to speed limit, motherfucker.
I may see you bastards next Tuesday.
Do you?
I may see you niggas next Tuesday. I'm not fully convinced yet.
Hey, nigga Navy, make sure you guys get this nigga hell on Twitter and Instagram.
You do know that the episode drops.
I care not about their backlash. The fuck? You think I've never been a bitch a day in my life?
Y'all gotta turn the fire up on these. Nigga Navy, y'all gotta turn the fire up on this nigga.
Nigga said he never been a bitch. Like, he's a lie.
Look, he be going back at them, though. It's fucking
no, he deep, does.
He's a fucking prick.
I want everyone in the nigga Navy, round up your troops and go to this nigga's Twitter and harass him for the next. He said he's not coming till Tuesday, so that quite possibly means the episode's not gonna drop until like 3 a.m, 4 a.m. Nah.
It might be 5. Keep that shit up.
Hear this shit.
Fuck you, bitch. All right, bitch, we're done with you.
I beg this nigga, you know.
Peace, bitch.
All right, y'all boys.
Yeah.
All right, y'all boys. Fuck you.
Clown ass nigga, dog. He didn't say shit. He's smoking his weed. All of a sudden, he grabs his little drawstring book bag.
The party. Oh, no. The nigga knapsack.
The nigga knapsack. He grabs that shit and we're like, what the fuck's going on? Ben, stop the recording. And then all we heard is. Whatever Shamu he's about to go plow. I hope it was worth it.
Seriously,
you can't talk about them like that.
I don't give a fuck about that shit, man.
You can't. These are people, okay? They have souls.
Oh, in other news, my Twitter's gone. Yeah, man.
Fascinating.
Shout out for that, you know, Twitter.
Fascinating.
Me and Twitter have had
a
love-hate relationship for, 10, 11 years? That was my third account, but that one I had for 8 years, so.
Wow. What the hell happened, though? Like, why did you get the boot again?
Well, it's two things. I deleted my account, and then as I was deleted, I found out that I got the boot, so it's like I kind of made history on my way out.
First nigga to quit before you get fired.
Exactly. So, the Drake had that line about Michael Jackson, and I went fucking crazy. 45 minutes.
Bro. I don't know why you went so hard.
Of bars. I had to let that fuck boy know what's up, bitch. Keep Michael Jackson's name out your motherfucking mouth. Waffle cone colored freak. Fuck wrong with that nigga. He got some fucking nerve. Hold on. He has some fucking nerve talking about Michael when he's texting 11-year-olds. What the fuck is wrong with you, bitch? Ooh. Fuck you, nigga.
Niggas got this a point. This is not my motherfucking city. Real can't even argue with that.
Come on, niggas. Let's go, boy. Hey, all night. We in your ass, nigga. We in that ass all night.
Bro, you know what would be... Bro, you know what would be funny? If I got tickets to a Drake concert and I did that, I'd make sure you hear me. I fucking would make sure. Yeah, like, no boo, Aubrey. Boo. Fuck you. Fuck you. Get that shit out of my motherfucking city. 305, motherfucker. Yeah, nigga. All night we in that ass.
Niggas end up stomping your black ass out, bro. You fucking won with the pavement. It'll be a bunch of Canadian niggas.
Fuck out of here.
With an A-Town stomp on Ricky. And us, because we're going to help.
And their fucking Lugs boots that they wear up there. They're going to stomp you out with Lugs on.
Fuck out of here. Birdman Lugs, man.
Oh man. I guess we should do one Ask a Real Nigga since that bitch ass nigga's not here.
Hey, hey, bitch, you gotta ask a real nigga. I love that song. Bitch, you gotta ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Ask a real nigga. Little bitch, you want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy. Like a gun trigger. Nigga, nigga. Follow me on Twitter. Nigga, nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga, nigga. No, I'm quick to hit it. Nigga, nigga, nigga. I just smoked a spliffer with my nigga, Chris.
And this Ask a Real Nigga question is from Amazon Legs. Her question is, ask a real nigga, if you could choose any other era / time period to live in or experience, when would that be and why?
Oh, shout out to Amazon Legs for the dope question.
Yeah.
That's fire.
And she supports, she gets merch and all of that. So shout out to you.
Oh, she likes merch.
Yes.
She likes merch.
Speaking of merch. If you go online right now to our website, again, if you go online right now to our website, which is
the website
where all niggas can go and shop for merch, it's www.nwopod.com. That's nwopod.com. You can go and find some brand new merch that we have available to you. We got stickers on there too for their laptops. So make sure you check it out. So when you pull up to the live show, you have the freshest NWO gear in. So again, that's www.nwopod.com for your latest NWO merch.
There's some dope stuff on there.
Yeah, created by yours truly. Ben and Chris has been going crazy with the merch. So y'all make sure y'all support that shit. Support those items. I know how you feel. Yeah.
You see, because I just wait patiently to see if I gotta correct you, and then when I realize I do, that's what makes me mad.
So the Ask a Real Nigga question was, again, if you could choose any other era / time period to live in or experience, when would that be and why?
Man, so many, bruh.
Facts.
You want to go first, Ben?
What era? Maybe the 90s, because 90s really.
What do you mean? Actually, like,
no. I
relived,
mean,
because you were in the 90s.
I was.
So you like relived the 90s, like,
I guess,
how old
as,
you
as an
now?
Adult.
I guess, yeah, okay. Living in the 90s, knowing what you know now. The knowledge that you have in the 90s, shit was crazy.
Post, like, pre-AIDS?
It'd be post-AIDS. Because I think AIDS started coming, like, in the 80s. So it'd be post-AIDS.
I'd take any era pre-AIDS.
Yeah. But we have to answer as to why, though.
No. Ben's still answering.
Step in. My bad. Go ahead.
No, I would... I don't know why this is the first thing that came to my mind, but I would choose the 90s as an adult only because of Freaknik.
That's a good answer, though.
That is a very valid reason.
And I want to know what it's about, because my older brother, he went.
Yeah, at the time of his life.
Great things to say. I would hide in the closet and listen about the war stories.
Oh, man.
I would listen to them.
Dang, bro.
That's go crazy. Ahead, Plus. What would you say? I would go to any era where there's fat bitches. You know me. You know, a nigga love fat bitches. I love pussy. So, yeah. You know. What's so funny?
Why'd you make him sound like a wrestler? Like he's Triple H.
Raspy ass voice. Fuck that guy.
He's talking to Michael Cole.
Well,
fuck you, Plus. Fuck you. What about you, Chris?
Oh shit! All right, so I give you a top three, because it's like a lot of different eras. Because it depends on how you look at things. You know what I'm saying? But the medieval times. You know what I mean? I would love to have. Do I have to be black when I do this? That's the only thing.
Dangerous. This nigga adding parameters to the question.
It's dangerous.
Do I have to? Niggas asking if race. This nigga's asking if he has to be a nigger during the question.
It's dangerous.
That's a valid question.
You go back too far. It's dangerous.
That's valid.
All right. For
if you gotta be black, then
for
shit,
the sake of
2000s on up.
For the sake of your answer, let's say no. You don't have to be a nigger.
All right. This shit,
Shit's lit.
I mean, since the dawn of time. I mean, if we go back there.
It's never been safe to be a nigga. That's why I didn't understand, dog. Shit. It's never been safe, dog. It's actually more dangerous now than it ever was, dog. We laughing, but this shit is scary.
It's serious.
Being a nigga scares me more than coronavirus. I don't know why white people are scared today. Oh, join the club, bitch. What the fuck? I've been scared. You see this black skin?
Just like me.
Now you ain't gonna scare like me, motherfucker. Fuck out of here. Wash your hands and shut the fuck up.
That's funny as hell.
Jesus Christ.
But for me, I'd be in the 80s. You know, the height of Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was a small child. Thank God Plus is not here for a stupid, corny joke to fit in right there. But, bitch. Yeah, I would be the 80s, dog. Michael Mania. I wanted to live in that era to see how crazy it was for that nigga, dog. Like, him and Prince, that whole shit in the 80s. Cause music was different back then, dog. Like,
oh man, what is it? Studio 51 or some shit?
Studio 54.
54?
I think it's 54.
Whatever the fuck that shit.
Yeah, that shit was lit. I'd love to go to that shit.
Rick James and all them niggas was at.
Man, I would love to go to that shit in the 70s and the 80s. Shit was lit.
Fucking the biggest kingpins in all of America, and the biggest musicians everywhere. Just vibes.
Weed
up.
Smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd have a great time.
A great time.
I'd probably try cocaine back then, because that was like a normal thing back then. It was pure.
I still don't know if I'm fucking with cocaine. I don't know.
I wouldn't fuck with it today. So. I wouldn't fuck with it today, but.
I sneeze whenever things go on my nose, dog.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be the nigga that sneeze all the coke off the table.
I wouldn't fuck with that shit today, but back then, that shit was just like taboo. That was like the thing to do in the 80s is smoke. Word. Yeah, I mean, snort cocaine.
They did a lot of shit with cocaine. That's why I don't know if I'd be smoking.
Weed.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I brought my own, cuz. Appreciate you.
Yeah. So, no DM diaries today.
No, because of that.
Y'all can DM diary plus bitch ass for that.
Can't fucking do the shit without the bitch ass nigga.
He took the fucking DM diaries, bitch.
Bitch ass nigga, dog. He literally tried to ruin the show. But look, bitch, we still rolling,
nice
bitch.
Try, motherfucker.
We still rolling.
Okay.
Let's shout out the sponsors. Oh, also, I just want to let you guys know that we have decided on a month for our live show. We're going to lock in a venue this week, so we'll have a definite date for you. So, May. Okay. So, we are going to be expecting donations.
Donations.
Gifts. 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 Donations. So make sure you Cash App, Money Sign, NWO Podcast, anything. Anyway, anything from a dollar to thousands of dollars. You go ahead and Cash App us. We have our live show coming up. Get your tickets. There will be available soon on Eventbrite.
And look out for the merch.
Yes, the merch, as well.
Package deal with the ticket. Just keep your eyes open.
Donations. There you go.
Yeah. Donations. Plenty of that. Donations. Plenty of that. Donations. Some more of that.
That's what we need.
Donations. More of that.
Plus is out there donating his dick. Why don't you guys donate some money to the NWO Please, podcast? Man. We need some boosters, bitch.
All the thousands of women that Plus is fucking. If you are out there and you're listening, please, a dollar from each of you goes a very long way. Don't buy that Twinkie. Send that dollar to NWO.
There you go. There you go. Beautiful. That's well said, dog. Put the Twinkie down. Donate.
Donations.
All right, let's shout out some sponsors. Vegan right. Trap House. Oh yeah, so make sure you pull up to Vegetarian Delight, which is located at 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Open up every day except on Sundays. So you can pull up at 9 a.m. for breakfast. 9:30 a.m. They're now serving breakfast.
Yeah.
So make sure you pull up. It's a fresh menu every single day. Come and get some of that vegan chili. Do you still have the vegan burgers? I saw you was promoting it.
Nah, man. It's not that I still had them. I was actually creating it.
Oh, shit.
That wasn't really promotion. Like, those were my trial runs.
Oh, shit. Okay.
They came out pretty good, bro. I got a double cheeseburger coming. Look out for me.
Oh, yeah. I asked you for one on Friday, but you couldn't deliver it to me because
I ate it.
Yeah, there you go. And I hit you up after the shop was closed. So make sure y'all pull up to the shop again. It's 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. And you can give them a call ahead of time at 954-241-7402. Try to call them before you go, because there's usually a long line in there. The food is amazing. There's a fresh menu every single day. You can also follow them on Instagram at Delight Juice Bar.
We get people in and out the restaurant pretty fast, people.
Yeah.
Stop listening to Ricky when he tell you there's a long line.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about the line. The line don't apply to me. So, yeah, whatever.
The line ain't that long. Pull up. You know what I'm saying? Come nourish the soul. We do things.
Nourish the soul. So, yeah. Vegetarian Delight. Follow them on Instagram, Delight Juice Bar. They are the official sponsor of the NWO podcast.
Okay.
Our next sponsor is 3150 Clothing, so make sure you guys holler at 3150 Clothing. They are also available on Instagram at 3150 Clothing. They have a website as well, www.3150clothing.com. Please make sure you follow them. Order some merch. They have a wide variety of clothing to choose from: jackets, jerseys, hoodies, pullovers, hats, socks, shirts, you name it, they have it. They also have a kid line as well. So check them out at www.3150clothing.com. Support black businesses.
Booyah.
And I want to shout out our next sponsor, which is RW Hair Shop. Shout out to RW Hair Shop. Make sure you follow them at RW Hair Shop. The name speaks for itself. If you need a lace front, a sew-in, a bundle, whatever your heart desires, holla at them. They'll be able to take care of you. So shout out to our friends over at RW Hair Shop.
Gang.
Gang, gang. All right, fellas. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Are you? Oh,
go ahead, Chris. Final thoughts. Go ahead.
I go first. don't forget the live show. You know what I'm saying? Put that money aside. Only buy a half eighth this week. You know what I'm saying? Put that 20 down, and you put another 20 up next week, and then another 20 up just in case. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Get that money together. Get that live show ticket. We've done two already, so I think this third one right here is you're gonna see. You're gonna see a lot of our visions that might not have made it to the last two live shows. On top of being a lot more, I guess, coerce as a team, and yeah, cohesive rather. You're gonna see it's gonna be a great show.
It's gonna be an amazing show. It's gonna be an amazing production. We're trying to get better at it. So yeah, we're gonna give you guys a great show.
We've gotten pretty good.
Yeah. So yeah, make sure you get your ticket. My final thoughts is fuck Plus. Fuck everything he stands for.
It's not much.
Fuck his bald head.
Fuck you! This is not my motherfucking city! 305 motherfuckers! Come on, niggas! Let's go, boy! Hey, all night! We in y'all ass, niggas! We in that ass all night!
All night, nigga.
All night.
Ben, your final thoughts?
Thank you so much for listening to the NWO podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. Allow people to be in the know along with you. And please pull up to the live show. It's going to be a great time. Everybody remembers the first two live shows, and we all had a great time. Great laughs, great vibes. Bring a friend along with you and come show love.
Show love. Yep, and that's a wrap. Ben, do we have a song of the week?
Transitions, dog. That's a wrap.
Do you have a song of the week, sir?
You're reading cue cards.
Yep, that's a wrap. All right.
Oh, man.
But yeah, this week's song of the week comes at the hand of Lil Uzi Vert, Chrome Heart Ties.
Hey, hey, thanks for listening to NWO Podcast. Peace. Lil Uzi, Lil Uzi, Lil Uzi.
I don't ever want to talk about it. I don't ever want to see you.
Sorry.
Everybody, they be changing now. Now you see you with the cheese, dude. Yeah. I understand, charge it to the game. Everybody want to feast, too. Yes. I put gold all up on my neck. I put gold on my teeth, too. Wow. I ain't never stayed from the jump. How you say that I leave you? Uh-huh. How you say that I left you? First year was the best you. Yeah. After all the dumb shit that you did, can't believe that I really kept you. Yeah. We used to sit in the same room, and I still probably would text you. No, she ain't never gonna talk back. Get big money, that's a tall bag. Yeah. Go to bird off for the small bag. Look at my bag, chrome heart tag. Louis V like a Virgil, got the all white, told the bitch off that. Pulled up in the lamb, it was manual, I had to start that. I just made 10 M's today, bitch, that's all facts. Call my phone, don't answer me, then I told the girl don't call back. Drip, splash, I can just sauce that. Yeah, I picked the bitch up, but I made her walk back. All my niggas got the tools, so you need a hard hat. They ain't even knows me, cause I had a skull cap. Slime snake, my disease, if you bite, I bite back. Had this bitch on her knees, asked her where I'll draw at. Hello?
Hello?
Hold on, baby, gotta call back. Cause I ran into a lick, and I need all that. Mirror caught me on my walls. Nigga, where your cars at? I just beat a nigga up. Now I need my paws back. Got a Glock with a dick. Yeah, I had to pause that. When I'm shopping, know I'm safe. So I'm in the mall strap. Diamonds all up in the face. Make your bitch percolate. Put her on a lemonade. Been fucked, boy, you late. She ain't never gonna talk back. Get big money, that's a tall bag. Go to bird off for the small bag. Look at my bag, chrome heart tag. Louis V like a Virgil, got the all white. Told the bitch off that. Pulled up in the lamb, it was manual. I had to scar that. I just made 10 M's today, bitch, that's all back. Call my phone, don't answer me. Then I told the girl, don't ball back. Drip, splash, I can just sauce that. Yeah, I picked the bitch up, but I made her walk back.
Yeah. Chain gang, diamonds in my chain, diamonds in my chain swing. I'm just trying to maintain.
Yeah, I'm talking about the fame. Fucking with my fucking brain.
I can go in any lane. Tell that bitch up out the frame. Hot box of Moussaint. I just got a ventilate. I just got a new range. Yeah, I came with dinner plates. 1, 2, 3, 4. Skip the 6, skip the 8. Then I skip the shit to 10. Run for 12 in the stray. SRT, you ain't never reached your day. You can't go where I go. You can't stay where I stay. Her nigga in the way. Picked her up in my room. She don't know where I stay. Fuck that girl on vacay. Yeah. No, she ain't never gonna talk back. Get big money, that's a tall bag. Go to bread off in a small bag. Look at my bag, chrome heart tag. Louis V like a Virgil, got the all white. Told the bitch off that. Pulled up in the lamb, it was manual. I had to start that. I just made 10 M's today, bitch, that's all facts. Call my phone, don't answer me. And then I told the girl, don't fall back. Drip, splash, I can just sauce that. Yeah, I picked the bitch up, but I made her walk back. Yeah, I picked the bitch up, and I made her walk back.